You know, a prophet is not known in his own hometown, right? And so those of us who hit source code, we're pretty much walking around in source. I was recording a message this morning about how to catch a snake, and I said the Bible interprets itself, right? So I walk, and I walked by somebody who was listening to an interview of Jordan Peterson, and I said, yeah, I just recorded that this morning, the Bible interprets itself, because Jordan Peterson was saying something similar, but not according to those words. The Bible, he said the Bible referenced itself 262,000 times or something like that. And it kind of blew her mind, and I let her listen to the recording. She said, you recorded that this morning? I said, yeah. And so she said, how is that possible? You said the same thing this morning, and I'm sitting here, and you just happened to walk by right when it was said. I said, yeah, because the reason is I'm at source. I hit source code truth. The reason they attacked me, because I hit source. And I told her, I said, everybody's moving to source, even Jordan Peterson. He used to be an atheist. Now he's a Bible believer. I don't know if he's saved, but he's moving towards source. One of the things he said in that message was, the Bible's complicated, but no, it's not. It's eighth grade. The reason it seems complicated is because they don't have the spirit of truth. When you look at a tire, the tire is flat unless it has air in the tire. Air, joint air, is the spirit. So your body is a tear, and it's not alive if it don't have the spirit. She said, my mind is blown right now. You just show me that you recorded that today, and I just happened to, and it was like 10-15 minutes long, and I happened to hit the exact spot where she was. She said, well, is this for you or for me? I said, it's not for me, it's for you. Already, this happens to me every day. What I talk about, what I think about, appears in the hologram in high-level synchronicity because I'm at source. All the born-again saints, if they cut off the noise, they're all at source, you know. So a prophet, if you walk up to somebody and say, hey, would you recognize a prophet if they stood right in front of you? And they say, probably. And then you're born again. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit. You have more of a gift than the prophets. You can see the past and the future right now. And so they can't see you. They can't see a prophet, and they can't see you because you're seated in the heavenlies and you have the spirit of truth who abides with you forever. You're at source. So forget time. Forget 3D. You're already seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You're outside of time. And so my point is, if you really think about what I'm trying to tell you, and you start meditating how the Bible interprets itself, and I told her, I said, if the Bible interprets itself, reality interprets itself. And I looked at my tire, I said, see the tire? Tear. See the air? It's a flat tire, tear. Where the rubber meets the road, without air, joint airs. My point is, Jordan Peterson wouldn't hear me because I'm at source, and he's being drawn to source. The people that can hear you have connected to source. The people that can't hear you are still being drawn back to source. And so God, see, when I saw the Shekinah glory, that was it. All I had to do then was follow through and cut the noise off, the music, the TV, which I didn't have a TV at the time. I think I'll still listen to some of the world's music, but I had to cut the noise off and just hear straight from the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit will teach you. So just like the Bible interprets itself, the Holy Spirit in you will teach you as you go about your business, your day-to-day activity. If everything that you're doing in life, you're walking around, right? And you think you're going somewhere, but you're not going anywhere. The only place you're going spiritually is back to source. Once you hit source code, which is the truth about who Jesus is and what this place is the flesh versus the spirit. 666, verses 7. It is finished. It's complete. The past and the future are the same. So when you're living in the now, you're outside of time. And if you're outside of time, what you're speaking now will appear in an hour, next day, or 4 hours, or something like that. It always has to appear, because everything's a pattern after the pa-ti-turn, the cross. You're actually you're living in a projection of what happened at the cross, the storyline, all the time.